我们继续来查考这个列王。
And we shall continue to study the kings.
我们知道所罗门王犯罪之后神把十个支派交给耶罗伯安。
We know after King Solomon has sinned, God entrusted the ten tribes unto hands of Jeroboam.
那耶罗伯安后来他是一个失败的王。
And as a result, Jeroboam was a king of, who failed.
那圣经上用一句话我觉得这句话很适合来形容他的一生。
And the Bible has described the life of Jeroboam with a very wonderful phrase.
我们来看列王记记上的十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 14.
列王记上十四章。
1 Kings chapter 14.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这个是先知在责备耶罗波安的恶行。
And here the prophet was chastising the evil doings of Jeroboam.
也许我们从第八节开始读。
And let us read from verse 8.
将国从大卫家夺回赐给你，你却不效法我仆人大卫，遵守我的诫命，一心顺从我，行我眼中看为正的事。第九节。
Verse 9.
你竟行恶，比那在你以前的更甚，为自己设立别神，铸了偶像，惹我发怒，将我丢在背后。神借着先知对耶罗波安的太太讲，其实就是对耶罗波安的一生做一个诠释。
And here God through the mouth of the prophet told the wife of Jeroboam, about his life.
就是耶罗波安将神丢在他的背后。
And it is that Jeroboam had cast God behind his back.
我们今天来思考这个题目，来做我们信仰上的警戒。
And today we'd like to ponder upon this topic to serve as warning for our spiritual faith.
我们来看耶罗波安一生有三个重点。
And there are three phases to the life of Jeroboam.
第一个阶段我们看到他神赐给他极大的恩惠。
And the first is that we see God has granted him abundant blessings.
后来他却然忘记神的恩惠，把神丢在后边。
But later he had forgotten about God and cast God behind his back.
后来神照他所做的来报应他。
Then at the end, God paid him back according to what he had done.
所以我们就一点一点来查考。
So we'll study point by point.
我们看列王记上的十一章二十八节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 28.
下个 slide. 列王记上十一章二十八节。
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 28.
十一章二十八节。
11:28.
耶罗波安是大有才能的人，所罗门王见这少年人殷勤，就派他监管约瑟家一切工程。这边我们看到神赐给耶罗波安有极大的才能。
And here we can see God had granted Jeroboam with great talents.
他就成为约瑟家的管理一切工程的人了。
And he became the man in charge of the whole labor force of the house of Joseph.
那当然，所罗门王本身是很有智慧的。
And surely King Solomon was full of wisdom.
所以所罗门王看中他的是他殷勤的那种态度。
So what he valued was the dedication and effort of Jeroboam.
那因为他有才能，又加上自己的努力。
And apart from his talent, he also was very diligent.
更重要的是，神拣选了他，悦纳了他，照他的心意来成全他。
And most importantly, God had chosen him and fulfilled him according to his will.
我们来看十一章的三十七节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 37.
我必十一章三十七节。
11:37.
我必拣选你，使你照你心里一切所愿的，做王治理以色列百姓。这边呢，先知在他没有当王之前呢，就跟耶罗波安这样预言呢。
And prior to Jeroboam becoming king, the prophet prophesied to him.
神要拣选你做他的牧人。
Now God will choose him to become the shepherd over the land of Israel.
牧养神的百姓。
He shall shepherd the sheep of God.
那这也是照你心里一切所愿的啦，你的心意得到成全了。
And this is according everything according that your heart desires shall be fulfilled.
其实耶罗波安做王的过程也不是那么容易。
And it was not an easy step for Jeroboam to become king.
因为后来所罗门王知道他的企图心跟神的这样安排，所以所罗门王要杀他的。
And for later on, King Solomon found out his ambition to become king, and he wanted to kill him.
后来他就去躲在埃及地里面。
And later he hid himself in the land of Egypt.
所以神也保守他，免得被所罗门王杀掉啊。
So God also kept him from being killed by King Solomon.
后来他回来带领北朝的十个支派背叛罗伯安，他是一个带领的头头。
Upon his return, he led the 10 tribes to rebel against Rehoboam.
那是，12章的20节呢，北边的人就立他做以色列人的王。
In chapter 12, verse 20, the people of the north crowned him king.
那神真的是待他这么好，让他在这条路上面有辛苦，但是有神的一个带领跟照顾。
And we can see how well God treated him, though there were difficulties, yet it was a smooth sailing.
但是更重要的就是说神真的很爱他哦，神把大卫家的福气神应许大卫家的福气也应许在他的身上。
But what's most important is the love of God has fallen upon him, that the blessings of the household of David fell upon him as well.
我们再跳回来看11章的38节。
Let's read back to chapter 11, verse 38.
你若11章38节。
Chapter 11, verse 38.
你若听从我一切所吩咐你的，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例诫命，像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在，为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。这里神把那个大卫怎么样照顾大卫的家拿出来，同样的跟耶和华讲说，我要照顾你的坚立你的家，像坚立大卫的家一样。
And here God told Jeroboam that however he had taken care of the household of David, likewise he will do upon him.
我们都知道弥赛亚是出于大卫的家。
We know the Messiah came from the heritage of David.
当然弥赛亚不可能同时出于大卫的家也出于耶罗伯安的家。
So we know Messiah could not come from the household of David and Jeroboam at the same time.
但是这句话的意思就是说，如果你真的像大卫那样子守我的诫命哦，在北朝你的后代子孙会继续在北朝当王的啦。
Well, it means if you keep my commandments as David did, then your descendants will continue to reign as king in the northern kingdom.
我读到这里，我觉得神真的很爱耶罗伯安呢。
When I read upon this, I felt God truly loved Jeroboam.
你看耶罗伯安一辈子没有为神写过一首诗啦。
If you see in his whole life, he never written a song for God.
耶罗伯安这一辈子没有像大卫一样的为什么以色列敌人杀死一个什么像歌利亚这样的一个大仇敌
And never in his life did he kill an enemy like Goliath.
我们也没有看到耶罗伯安在一辈子当中呢，他什么事情都求问神
We did not see that in his life he had always sought after God.
但是只是因为所罗门王他犯罪了，神要把北朝交给一个人来牧养。
It was solely because King Solomon had sinned, so God entrusted the northern kingdom for someone to look after.
结果神把那个坚立大卫子孙、坚立大卫的家的这样一个福气，也是给耶罗伯安的家。
Therefore, God has granted this blessing of the household of David upon Jeroboam.
可见我们看到神真的很恩待这个耶罗伯安这个人
So we can see how much God looked after Jeroboam.
只要他遵守神的诫命
As long as he keeps the commandments of God,
这些神都要祝福他
All these God will bless him.
那我们学习到真的人的才能是神所赐的啦齁。
So we can truly learn that the talents and gifts of God are God given.
每一个人都有一种不同的才能。
Each one of us have different gifts.
但是人的才能如果一个人要成功也要加上自己的殷勤努力。
However, with our talents, in order to be successful, we must be diligent.
所以圣经上不要我们做一个懒惰的人。
The Bible tells us not to become a lazy person.
跟我们讲说懒惰的人你要去查看蚂蚁的动作。
It tells us that a lazy person must look at how the ants work.
蚂蚁懂得在夏天预备冬天的粮食。
The ants know how to store food, in summertime for the winter.
所以今天我们的孩子有时候他很有才华，但是确实不努力。
So today, perhaps our kids may be very talented, yet they're not very hardworking.
到最后也是没有办法成功。
Until the very end, they will not be able to succeed.
最近我们美国人非常的兴奋因为我们知道一个 Phillips, 他这个船被海盗劫走了。
So recently, the Americans were quite excited for this ship, Phillips was taken over by pirates.
那这个海盗跟美国海军对峙了，谈判了五天呢。
So these pirates have been negotiating with the U.S. Force for about 5 days.
就在一个千钧一发的时刻，这个海盗拿 AK-47 这个抵着这个船长。
So at a very sudden moment, the pirate held a gun to the head of the captain.
啊，结果这个海军的这个官长就下令突击手，他们是海军的 SEALS 啊 ，SEAL， 他们是海豹突击队啊。啊，结果他们一声令下，三个突击手就三个子弹就把三个海盗同时啊都打到头啊，就把他们毙命了。
So with a command, there are three Navy SEALs who shot and killed three pirates with very bullet.
那我们知道这些 SEAL 是美国人花很多的钱来训练这样的一种精英。
We know these people from the Navy SEALs were especially trained.
我们一个弟兄受过这个 FBI 的训练。
And we have a brother who has been trained under FBI.
有一天我到他家里面去，他已经是 FBI 的干员了哈。
So one day I visited his home.
我看到他那个这个。门上面、啊、有一个 bar， 我说你这个 bar 在做什么
？So I actually see a bar on top of his door and ask him what is this for？
他说我没事就要吊一下单杠、啊。
So he said when I'm free I will do some lift ups。
我说你为什么要这样做呢
？So I asked him why do you do so？
他说我们做这一行的，我们一定要保持我们身体的 shape 哈，不能太胖啊，因为随时都要追坏人的哦，或者是要出勤的，太胖了哦，你追不到坏人的，所以要随时保持那个体能啊。
And he said, being my field, we have to always be in shape, for sometimes we have to chase after people.
那你就看到说，这些人虽然他们真的有时候枪法很准，或者是他们很厉害、有能力，但是他们常常就要训练自己的体能，要殷勤的啊，来磨练哦。
So we can see, even though these people are very gifted and talented, yet they still have to train themselves and be diligent.
所以我们有一句话说，天才是99%的努力跟血汗。
So we can say, there's a saying that geniuses.
It's a 99% perspiration, 是不是 ？Genius is 99% perspiration 啊，应该是这样子。哎，那所以圣经上叫我们要努力啊。约罗伯安他是一个懂得殷勤的人呐、
啊。So Bible also tells us to work hard as your bone was a diligent man.
但是其实更重要的是，我们刚读到神拣选他，爱他，在万民当中呢，拣选他做。北朝的君。
But what is most important that God has chosen him out of the hundreds of people to become king of the northern kingdom.
我们以前我想过，一个人才能加上努力不一定等于成功，还要神给你好机会。
So we have mentioned that talent does not equal to success. You must have that good opportunity.
啊，因为临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Because what falls upon the people is the given opportunity.
如果神没有拣选约罗伯安，再大的能干，他也没有办法做万人的君呢、啊。
So if God did not choose Jeroboam, even with such great talent, he will not become a king.
啊，有时候我们看 NBA 的球赛。
So sometimes when we look at the NBA players,
明明 Laker 在第三局已经赢了二三十分了。
We can see that Lakers was ahead of the game.
啊，这个到第四局的最后一分钟，被人家投了三分球啊，就在三分球饮恨，或是两分球饮恨。
But until the last quarter, they lost by 2 points or 3 points.
啊，因为煮熟的鸭子也会飞掉的、啊。
So even a cooked duck might fly away.
因为那个机会刚好就失去了。
Because you have lost that chance or opportunity.
所以人生哦，还是主要在神爱不爱你，要不要拣选你，要不要给你啊。
So our life still really depends on whether God will choose us and love us.
你看那个亚沙龙要杀他父亲，那个亚西多福的计谋多好。今天晚上你只要让我出去，我不杀别人，我就带几个人呐、啊。你爸爸已经累死了，我一下过去就把他杀了。
So we can see when Absalom was being killed,
啊，亚沙龙要杀他爸爸。
When Absalom wanted to kill his father,
啊，结果他没有采取亚西多福好的计谋。
Then he did not take the scheme or the methods of his friend.
神说神要定义破坏亚西多福那个好的计谋，那个计谋。
And God said he has already set his mind to ruin the scheme of this person.
因为神就是不把这个机会当王的机会给亚沙龙。
For God did not give this opportunity of becoming king to Absalom.
那你看神要把这个当王的机会给大卫。
But we see that God gave this chance to David.
扫罗要从千门万户当中呢，把大卫啊，那抓出来把他给杀了。
When Saul wanted to find out David, to find David and kill him.
那扫罗就是有看得到，也是没有办法杀得到。
Even though he could see him, but he could not lay his hands on him.
所以人生到最后就是看神拣不拣选你，爱不爱你，
so、till
要不要让你的心意得到成全。
So till the end of our life, it really depends on whether God chooses us or not.
所以我们真的要常常祷告啊，求主耶稣啊啊怜悯我们呐、啊。
So we truly need to pray often and ask God to have mercy on us.
也照我们心里一切所愿的啊，来成全我们。
And to fulfill us according to all that our heart desires.
但是很重要一件事情就是说，神如果爱我们之后呢，一个人还要行神的道。
But a very important thing, after God chooses us, we must keep His words.
我们刚刚从头到尾，耶和华有了神拥有的这一切美好的事情。
We see from beginning to end, Jeroboam possessed all that was good in the eyes of God.
但是他最后的行为没有跟他所蒙的恩相称。
But his life in the end time did not match what was in the beginning.
最后我们看到他最后也失败了齁。
So we can see at the end, he also failed.
所以我们看到圣经上里面大卫晚年的遗言或是摩西晚年的遗言都是谈到同样一件事情。
So we can see in the end stage of David and Moses, they spoke of the same thing.
就是叫他要继承的人呢你一定要一辈子都要遵守神的话神的律法不可以离开你的口。
It's that they instructed their successors to forever follow the words of God and not let the words of God leave their mouth.
那这样神就会让你亨通了。
By that, God will allow them to be successful.
所以我常常跟我们弟兄姐妹分享我们说我们的信仰你说要得到神的祝福不离开神的话我们生活当中一定要有个基本的维修。
And I often tell the brother and sister that in order to have the blessings of God, not leave His words, you must have this cultivation.
Minimum maintenance.
Oh, this minimum maintenance.
我说我们一个月一个 weekday 一定要有聚会的时间。
That you must have the service time during the weekdays.
我们礼拜五礼拜六一定要来聚会。
You must come to service on Fridays and Saturdays.
每天晚上白天我每天在家里面都有祷告的时间。
Whether day or night, you must spend time to pray.
如果常常这样子做被神提醒我们真的比较不会离开神的律法在我们脑袋里面比较不会不去遵行神的律法。
So if we can always do this, then we will not easily stray away from the commandments of God.
我以前当神学生的时候有机会到延年教会去实习。
And before when I was still a theological student, I had the chance to be trained at Garden Grove Church.
每次看到个老长老礼拜二晚上还是礼拜晚上总是会坐在后面听。
I often see this elder who would sit at the back on Tuesday night or Friday night services.
每次看到我都很感动。
Every time I see him, I would be greatly moved.
因为我深深的相信这个老长老我写什么题目他早就知道我要讲什么了。
For I truly know that whatever topic I was speaking of that night, he already knew.
但是你看他坐在后面静静的听你讲道。
But he still sat in the back quietly to listen to my sermon.
跟我们一起来聚会。
He has service with everyone.
我是想他那个留下一个非常美好的风范。
I believe he has set a very beautiful example.
所以你看到他真的我们很多人如果这样持续到年老真的神的话不离开你的口。你可能比较不容易离开神的道。
So truly, if each one of us can persist like that till our old age, we will not easily stray away from God.
耶和华他这么大的恩惠。
For Jeroboam with such grace.
最后还是将神放在背后。
He still casted God behind his
back. 那我们再来看看这个为什么他将神放在背后，他那个原因是什么？
And let us look into the reason why he cast God to his back.
这个过程到底造成为怎么样造成的呢？
So how does this process come about?
我们首先看到他有小这个在当王过程当中很小心也很害怕。
So we can see while he was king, he was very timid and with little faith.
我们来看列王记上的第十二章二十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25.
二十五节之前谈到南朝北军十八万想要攻北朝了。
So we can see in chapter 12, the southern kingdom was attacking the northern kingdom.
但是因为先知的阻挡，后来十八万军就没有到北方去攻打。但是这个对耶和华来讲，一定是一个紧张时刻。
But because of the prophet, they did not successfully do that. But for Jeroboam, it was a tense moment.
我们再看二十五节、二十六节。
Let's read verse 25 and 26.
耶罗波安在以寡连三地建筑事件，就住在其中。看起来他是以事件做他的首都齁。
So he has Shechem as his city.
北朝后来的首都是在以寡连三地。
And the capital of the northern kingdom was in the country of Ephraim.
那以寡连三地是亚哈的爸爸才开始建造。这个时候以寡连三地还不是北朝的这个首都啦。
So the country of Ephraim did not start until King Ahab's time.
这个时候在示剑齁。
But this time it was in Shechem.
那又从示剑出去建筑庇努伊勒。庇努伊勒的意思就是神的面。
Then they went up to build up in Peniel, which means of the face of God.
雅各在这里看到神的面。
It was here where Jacob saw the face of God.
那是不是他在建筑这些东西之后又想到说哇十八万军可能会打过来。那我这个建筑花了这么多的努力不是一下子又泡汤了吗？
So it was here while he was building in Peniel that he thought of the large number of army that was to attack him.
那我要建筑这个地方叫神的面，那以后如果我的百姓通通去耶路撒冷朝见神的面，那我不是失去了民心了吗？
So what if he built this place to see the face of God, yet all the people left to Jerusalem, then he would have lost his faith.
你看那个一个国家如果有危机啊，他们会常常做 evaluation， 常常会做一些反省。
So you can see whenever a country is in a time of crisis, they will have evaluations.
你看这个北韩最近不是要设一个他们说卫星嘛，那有人说是长征火箭，不是到啊上去吗？那南韩、我日本甚至美国不是也都在啊对这个事情，尤其南韩啊，不是很紧张吗？
So we can see recently how North Korea wants to build a satellite which could be a missile, and South Korea and other places are all very tense.
虽然这个事情后来也没有伤害到南韩啊。
Even though this incident did not harm or cause any harm to South Korea.
但是造成国际社会或南韩社会的一个相当大的动荡。
But it has caused a great turbulence to the society of South Korea.
所以我在想这个25节还有前面这18万军的这个准备，还有他这个建造的过程当中呢，这个对耶罗波安的心一定造成一个很大的动荡。
And I believe this building and 180,000 fighting men had caused a great turbulence to Jeroboam.
你再看26节。
Let's read verse 26.
耶罗波安心里就说啊，恐怕这国能归大卫家。27节。
27.
这民若上耶路撒冷去，在神的殿里献祭，他们的心必归向他们的主犹大王罗波安，就把我杀了，能归犹大王罗波安。他自己心里就开始害怕了啦。
So he started to have this fear inside of him.
您知道吗？您什么时候害怕，您什么时候就会失去信心。
So do you know that whenever you start to fear, that's the moment you lose your faith.
那个害怕这种情绪啊，常常让人把神的话忘记了。
And this feeling of fear will often cause us to lose the words inside
of God. 所以你看呢，门徒啊，在海中啊，那个船摇摆得很厉害，可是耶稣却睡在船的最底下面。
So we can see when the disciples were in a boat in the midst of the storms, yet Jesus was sleeping soundly.
啊，他们把耶稣摇醒说夫子啊，我们要丧命了，你不顾吗？
And they woke Jesus up saying, teachers were about to lose their life, do you not care?
耶稣责备他们说，你们是小信的人啊。
And Jesus rebuked them saying, you're a man of little faith.
所以怕本身，我们遇到事情都会怕，怕本身就显示出我们对于我们所信的神不够坚定。
And whenever we've encountered difficulties, we'll fear, and fear reflects our little faith in God.
耶罗波安他已经忘了神跟他讲说，我要建立你的后代，如果你遵守我的诫命哦，我要建立你的后代像建立大卫家，这个他已经早早就把他忘在后面了。
And right here, Jeroboam had long forgotten what God has said to him that he will establish his descendants.
所以其实我们要注意到我们的情绪，我们在当我们怕的时候呢，常常是我们信心低落的时候。
So you must be very careful on emotions that whenever we're in fear, then that is when our spirituality is at the lowest.
那这个害怕从心里开始，他怕他后来他怕自己会被杀掉的。
And his fear sprouts from the heart that he feared for his own life.
那为什么他后来会把神丢掉呢？
So why did he finally cast God behind him?
再加上28节。
Let's read verse 28.
耶罗波安就筹划定妥，制造了两个金牛犊，对众民说：“以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去实在是难，这就是领你们出埃及地的神。”请你读28节。
Verse 28. After seeking advice, the king made two golden.
After seeking
advice.
Advice. 我们知道这个他做这个决定他是 after taking counsel， 就是他不只是自己啊，他想说我害怕，我怎么办呢？或者是是这个先知的话都忘了，还有一个因素就是旁边的人对他影响很大，他旁边那些大臣啊，或是有爵位的人呢， he took counsel， 他就参考他们的意见，大家都跟他讲说这样子啦，这个简单啦，我们就在这里设立自己的宗教制度他们就不会下到南方去了。
So Jeroboam made this decision not only out of his fear, yet he sought counsel from the people surrounding him. They gave him the advice of building these two cows.
这个就把百姓陷在罪当中了。
And then had entrapped people in the sin.
所以有时候我们心中本来那个这些大臣们，这些给他意见的，根本没有听过先知直接跟他讲话，根本没有看过一个先知把一无是料叫他拿十片。
So all these people who gave him advice right here never heard of what God has said to him, what the prophet has said to him.
你说耶罗波安信不信神呢？
So can we
天上的真神呢？
So do you think that Jeroboam believed through God in heaven?
他是相信的。
He did believe.
因为后来他儿子快要死掉了，他还送他太太去找 南国的先知，他相信有一个天上的真神在掌管他的生命的。
Because when his son was about to die, he sent his wife to seek after the prophet from southern kingdom.
但是当我们害怕，我们心里动摇，又加上别人一些不好意见，一个推波助澜的时候呢，我们真的很容易走错路。
But when we're in fear, when our faith is wavering, plus the surrounding advices and counsel, we'll often be led astray.
但是当然，关键还是以他的信心不稳固。所以圣经上讲哦，如果我们信心不稳固，就像海中的波浪。
But the key still lies in the fact that his faith was not steadfast, therefore his faith was like a ship in an ocean.
Wave, 然后那我们心里就没有定见了，就不晓得我们应该抓住什么东西。虽然我知道别人不知道，但是因为别人的这些 counsel, 意见又这么多。自己啊，后来又被影响了。
That there is no anchor point in his heart that he could not set upon a decision.
后来终于把神啊放在他的背后了。
And until the very end, he had finally cast a God behind his back.
在圣经里面，常常神很感叹啊，以色列百姓常常把他放在丢在他们的背后。
And God is always in disappointment that the people have always cast him behind his back.
这句话到底什么意思呢
？What does exactly this mean?
我们看诗篇五十篇的十七节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇五十篇十七节。
Psalm chapter 50 verse 17.
诗篇五十篇十七节。
Psalm chapter 50 verse 17.
五十篇其实十七节。
50 verse 17.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的原意丢在背后。所以我们说将神丢在我们的背后，就是神的话我们不听了，我们把神的话丢在我们的背后了。
So when you say we have cast God behind us means we have cast his words behind us.
我们再看尼希米记第九章的二十六节，这是相似的话。
Let's also read Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 26.
尼希米记第九章的二十六节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 26.
九章二十六节。
Chapter 9 verse 26.
然而他们不顺从，竟背逆你，将你的律法丢在背后，杀害那欠他们归向你的众先知，大大惹动你的怒气。所以将神抛在背后，就是把神的律法把它抛在背后，不管了啦，反正我现在我自己的利益比较重要了。
So casting God behind their backs, meaning casting God's laws behind their back, it had no regard for God.
你看从摩西设立律法开始，就一直警告他们，将来哦，你们到迦南地的时候哦，记得哦，不要学习迦南人拜那个偶像哦。
So you can see since the inception of Mosaic Law, he has constantly reminded them not to follow the ways of the Gentiles in the land of Canaan.
我不相信耶罗波安不知道了。
I do not believe that Jeroboam did not know this.
但是现在害怕又利益当前，很怕自己被杀，又很怕百姓都归向南国，又这么多人给他看守。
But due to his fear and afraid that the people would leave him for southern kingdom.
神的话就把他摆在后边去了，神摆在后边去了。
Therefore, he had casted the words of God behind his back.
这个用中文的话叫什么呢？叫过河拆桥。过河啊，你河过去了，把桥拆掉了。神帮助你的，神这么爱你，你利用了神，你现在你已经当王了，神不要了，你把桥拆掉了。
So in a way, you could say that after you have crossed the bridge and you destroy the bridge, after God had given so much grace, he had forgotten all.
这个是忘恩负义的人呢。
So this is the type of person who forgets the grace.
这个是不归荣耀给神的人。
And this is a person who did not glorify God.
这个好像哦，吃了香蕉把香蕉皮就随便一丢了。
Just as if you have taken in a banana that you throw the peel away.
这个好像是那个苹果，把苹果心就随便往垃圾桶一丢了。
Yeah, to you eat of the apple, you throw away its heart.
这个好像把神当香蕉跟当成苹果了。
It's just that you have treated God as a banana or an apple.
神怎么可以让我们这样来对待他呢
？How can we treat God in this manner?
所以历代志下十一章十五节，我们以前读过，耶罗波安为鬼魔、为丘坛、为自己施设祭司、施设金牛犊，是为谁？为魔鬼、为丘坛、为自己啊，就是为这些东西啊。
So we have read in Leviticus before that Jeroboam set up altars and altars for the sake of demons.
丘坛是鬼魔的丘坛啊。
For these altars belong to Satan.
都是为了自己的利益啊。
And they're all for his self benefits.
所以我们仔细看耶罗波安，其实今天很多的政治家也常常利用宗教成为一种手段来达成自己的政治目的，常常是这样子的。
So you look at Jeroboam today, there are also many politicians who use religion as their way to gain their ways.
因为小弟从台湾来，有时候比较台湾，关心台湾的政治。
So because I came from Taiwan, so I pay more attention to the politics.
我说奇怪了，明明你是基督徒啊，怎么这个总统也进庙里，那个总统也进庙里啊？这个总统无论他的宗教背景是什么，为了要讨好台湾的老百姓，大家统统进庙里。 烧香拜拜。
I always wonder that even though this president is a Christian, but for the sake of pleasing the people, he will travel to different temples and worship there.
这个人哦，有时候为了自己的利益哦，常常会玩弄宗教。
Naturally, as men, sometimes for political reasons, we will play religion.
我其实在美国也有这样的现象哦。
And I believe this kind of phenomenon can also be seen.
当然没有那么明显，但是我以前我们会说过说这个 Pelin 哦，在竞选副总统的时候。大家对他的宗教背景挖得清清楚楚的。
And perhaps it's not as apparent, but we know when Palin was running as vice president.
所以这个由于这个杂志就谈到说，这个 Palin 啊，他以前属过的教派是讲方言的教派。
So there's a news article on Palin that he used to belong to a denomination which speak tongue.
那用这样要来反对他，有人要用这样来反对他了。
And they try to use that to refute her reputation.
所以你看，有时候。有心人士啊，真的会控制宗教或利用宗教。
So we can see that even a politician can get a hold of the religion to control the hearts of people.
所以你看，中国大陆它就不让宗教完完全全的自由。
So we can see that there is no religious freedom in mainland China.
它要确定啊，这个法轮功啊，人家不用任何的宗教团体啊来反对他的政府。
So they want to make sure that 法轮功 is not.Used to as a tool against its government.
你看真正讲末日的时候啊，其实假先知是被政治兽所支援的。
So you can see at the end time, the false prophets are supported by the government.
那个假先知看起来像羔羊，说话却像龙一样。
The false prophet might seem like a lamb, but when it speaks, it's like a dragon.
谁给他权柄呢？
Who gives this person the power?
就是一头政治兽给他权柄的。
And this is a beast of politics.
结果这个假先知就把这个政治兽，把他的兽像挂起来给大家来敬拜。
Then this falsehood put up this statue of this beast for people to worship.
所以今天呢，我们要学习到在末世啊这种情形啊，会产生的哦。
So today we must know and realize that this kind of phenomenon will happen in the end time.
我们不要为了自己的利益跟魔鬼打交道，为魔鬼来做事情。
And let us not have communion with Satan or associate with Satan for our own benefits.
像耶罗波安为魔鬼建立丘坛呢。
Just as Jeroboam who built altars for demons.
最近我听了一个录音带，里面是心灵游牧民族啊，那一个年轻人在心灵游牧民族里面做见证。
And recently I've heard of a cassette tape which is a show from our church in Taiwan.
那这个年轻人就谈到这个魔鬼跟他做交易了。
And this youth shared about how Satan made a deal with him.
那有一次跟同工开会的时候，可能有点小小的争执他自己就跑一个人跑出去祷告。
Now there was once during a meeting, there was a little conflict between him and another coworker, so he ran out to pray.
祷告当中呢，看到那个魔鬼眼睛还有嘴巴，其他都看不到，都是黑的，就是眼睛、嘴巴看得最清楚。
And in his prayer, he could clearly see the eyes and the mouth of Satan.
然后魔鬼就跟他讲。
And then Satan said to him,
你跟他吵架哦，那个理由不是真的，对不对？
So he said to him that when you fight with him, your reason is not the pure one.
其实你心里是喜欢某一个姐妹，对不对？
And actually in your heart, you like the sister.
你喜欢那个姐妹，你求我啦。
So if you like the sister, then just seek after me.
我把那个姐妹给你的。
If you ask me, I'll give her to you.
那个弟兄啊，本来跟一个姐妹在一个做三福的时候呢，他们是同辅导同一个班级啊。后来他们开会的时候要把他调班，他就不同意，用其他理由不同意，因为其实他心里喜欢那个姐妹。
So originally, when this brother was actually in the same group of a counseling group with another sister, and when he was about to be switched, he disagreed for he liked her then.
那魔鬼就让那个年轻人说：“哎，你求我，我可以帮你的。”
Then Satan told the young man that if you ask me, I will fulfill your wish.
那感谢主，那个年轻人说：“感谢主啊，他认真祷告啊。”主耶稣给他信心把魔鬼赶跑。年轻人跟魔鬼讲说：“我要什么，我求神就好了，我不用求你了。”
And truly, thank God in that prayer, he prayed hard and actually cast the demon away, saying that if I need something, I'll just ask from God.
今天很多世上的人哦，真的只要魔鬼愿意给他什么哦，他真的可以背叛神，把神丢在后面呢。
And today, there are indeed many people. If Satan is able to give them something they want, then they're able to forsake God.
所以有的人为了绿卡，他违背了神的道。
So many forsake God's commandments for green cards.
有的为了钱财违背了神的道。
Or they may have forsaken God's words for wealth.
一点点魔鬼给他的利益而已。
And just such little benefit from Satan.
就将神放在背后，真的很可怜哦。
And it's indeed pitiful to cast God behind their backs.
当一个人这样做的时候，
But when a man have done such a thing,
神要让他担当自己所做的错误。
And God will allow them to suffer their own consequences.
我们来看以西结书的23章35节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 35.
以西结书23章35节。
Ezekiel chapter 23.Verse
35. 23章35节.
Chapter 23, verse 35.
23章35节.
Chapter 23, verse 35.
主神如此说，因你忘记我，将我丢在背后，所以你要担当你淫行和淫乱的报应。啊，这边提到这个北朝啊，或者是南朝啊，他们像淫妇一样啊，跟这个离开神的道，行淫，就是跟偶像做坏事。
Here describes the northern and southern kingdom as prostitutes who had just forsaken God to do evil things.
那神就这样说，因为你忘了我，将我丢在背后。
And here God says, since you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back.
啊，所以你要担当自己的淫行，担当自己的报应，你种的是什么，你收的也会是什么。
And you must bear the consequence of your lewdness and prostitution, for whatever you sow, you shall reap.
而是我们看到耶罗波安他就收取了他所栽种的。
So we can see Jeroboam had reaped what he sowed.
后来他了解他会得到不好，是从他一个孩子生病开始。
Until the end, he knew of his consequence from the sickness of his child.
我们刚刚提到说，其实他还是相信有神的，所以他还是生病他叫他太太化妆回到南朝找天上真神的先知。
And we know that we have mentioned earlier that he still believed in God, so he told his wife to be in disguise to seek for a prophet in the southern kingdom.
那这个先知那个时候已经年纪很大了，他眼睛已经瞎了。
Yeah, that time the prophet was old in age and was blind.
那这位先知眼瞎心不瞎。
Though he was blind physically, his heart was not blind.
所以这个耶罗波安的太太好像打扮成别的妇女神早就跟他讲说，等一下耶罗波安打扮成别的妇女会来。你跟他讲他们家的命运就是要得到他们所种的他们就是要收获他们所种的那些恶的东西。
Even though the wife of Jeroboam was in disguise, yet God had long told this prophet to reveal to him, to her, that of the consequence their household shall bear.
那神跟他讲什么呢？
And what did God say to him?
我们看列王记下的，记上的14章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 14.
14章第10节。
Chapter 14, verse 10.
14章第10节。
Chapter 14, verse 10.
第九节谈到，因为你将我丢在背后嘛，哈。
And verse 9 have mentioned you have cast me behind your back.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因此我必使灾祸临到耶罗波安的家，将属耶罗波安的男丁，无论困住的、自由的，都从以色列中剪除，必除尽耶罗波安的家，如人除尽粪土一般。11节。凡属耶罗波安的人，死在城中的必被狗吃，死在田野的必被空中的鸟吃，这是主神说的。所以神就预言跟这个耶罗波安的太太这样讲。
And here God had prophesied and spoke to the wife of Jeroboam.
神实在待他太好了，为什么他今天做这种忘恩负义的事情呢？
And God had loved him so much, how could he do such a thing to forget God?
所以属他的人死在城中的要被狗吃，死在旷野田野的会被鸟吃尽。
Who belong to him who dies in the city shall be eaten by dog, and in the field shall be eaten by birds.
在没过几年，这件事情就应验了。
In a few years, all these came true.
后来耶罗波安的儿子当王2年而已。
Until the end, the son of Jeroboam became king for 2 years.
那耶罗波安的儿子有一个将军叫沙巴，就起来把耶罗波安的家，凡是有血气的，统统杀掉。
And there's a commander of his son who raised up and killed all the males in his household.
我们来看一下好了列王记上的15章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 15.
15章。
Chapter 15.
我们从25节开始读好了。
Let's read verse 25.
犹大王亚撒第二年，耶罗波安儿子拿达登基，以色列王座共2年。26节。
26.
拿达行神眼中看为恶的事，行他父亲所犯的罪，犯他父亲使以色列人陷在罪里的那罪。27.
27.
以撒家亚西亚的儿子巴沙背叛拿达，在会利士的基比顿杀了他。那时拿达以色列众人正围困基比顿。28节。在犹大王亚撒第三年，巴沙杀了他，篡了他的位。29。巴沙一做王，就杀了耶罗波安的全家，凡有血气息的，没有留下一个，尽都灭尽了。正应验 神借着他仆人示罗人亚西亚所说的话。三十节，这是因为耶罗波安所犯的罪，使以色列人陷在罪里，惹动神主神的怒气。所以我们看到真的是很可怜哦，这个属耶罗波安的通通死，通通被巴沙杀掉了。
So you can see it is indeed a tragic that all who belong to Jeroboam were killed.
啊，这个事情是在耶罗波安的儿子当王第二年的时候。
And this incident took place during the second year of his son's.
但是有一件事情呢，是在耶罗波安活着的时候啊，就是他的儿子有一个因为太好了那神不忍心让他惨死所以早早的把他招回去。
But yeah, there's another thing which happened during the time of Jeroboam that he got called back one of his sons.
我们来看列王记上的14章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 14.
12节。
Verse 12.
这个谈到耶罗波安有一个很好的儿子他那时候生病。
And here it says there is a very good son of Jeroboam who was ill.
14章的12节。
Chapter 14 verse 12.
所以你起身回家去吧，你的脚一进城，你儿子必定死。为什么他要死呢？
So why would this boy die?
13节。以色列的众人必为他哀哭，将他再葬埋，还属耶罗波安的人唯有他得入坟墓，因为在耶罗波安的家中只有他向主以色列神显出善行。好，这是一个好孩子。
And this was a good child.
在神面前有善行的。
He was found pleasing.
神不忍他肢体被鸟吃掉，或是被狗吃掉，或是被巴沙这样子残忍的杀掉。
God did not wish for him to be killed in a very tragic manner.
所以早早的让他安息。
And therefore God had called him back at an early age.
所以弟兄姐妹，从这里我们看到，其实死有另外一个不同的意义。
So my brother, sister, there is a different perspective to death.
这里有时候神为了让一个人早早安息，让他享福，有时候提早把他招走。
And there are times when God wished for a person to enjoy rest, they will call him back at an early age.
小弟到北加州去的时候，看到很多年轻人，不到三十岁哦，三十几岁就被神，不是很多了，一些年轻人被神招走了。
And when I was assigned to Northern California, I have witnessed some youth who were not yet in their 30s were called back by the Lord.
都很热心的哦。
And they were all very zealous.
有的在车祸当中这个太累了，撞到树。就死掉了。
And some have, there were some who crashed and died in an accident.
二十几岁。
And he was only in his 20s.
一个母亲节去帮妈妈买卡片，结果没有回家，找到他的时候，他的头被枪打死了。
And there was a brother who went to buy a Mother's Day card for his mother, yet did not return home, for he was shot in the head.
他也不到三十岁啊，很热心的一个青年。
He was a very fervent youth who was not yet in his 30s.
带很多人来信耶稣。
And he had brought many people to believe in Christ.
有一个十二岁的小朋友。
And there's a 12-year-old boy.
这个也是很早就被主耶稣召回去了。
He had been called back by the Lord at an early age.
有时候我们很不了解为什么神要召这些人回家呢？
Many times we cannot understand why God called them back.
我在想神对每个人的生命都有一定的计划，人的疆界跟寿数都是神预定好的。
But I believe God has set the boundary and time for each one of us.
有时候我们不了解的时候，我们要从这个角度来切入，真的是这个人很好，所以神要提早把他带回家休息。
At times when we can't understand, we must look from this perspective that it is because of his goodness God called him back early.
那当然耶罗波安他做坏事情那神也让他所治理的国家得到动荡。
But also because of Jeroboam and his evil doings, God has caused turbulence in his country.
我们来看15章14章15节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 15.
14章15节。
Chapter 14, verse 15.
主必打击以色列人，使他们摇动，像水中的芦苇一般，又将他们从主赐给他们列祖的美地上拔出来，分散在大河那边。因为他们做木偶，惹动神的发怒。你知道吗？北朝自自从耶罗波安做这个。违背神的事之后呢，就以后的所有的王呢，通通是没有把但跟这个伯特利的偶像拆掉的。
So do we know that ever since Jeroboam became king, all the kings following him never destroyed the altars in Dan?
后来因为这个事情，那个北国就被亚述王灭掉了。这个已经在预言将来北国要人民要被人家抓走的。
And it's because of this, it was prophesied that in the end, Northern Kingdom shall be destroyed by Syria.
所以我们看到哦，真的把神丢在后面哦，后来会落在神的愤怒当中啊。
So we can see if you truly you have cast God behind your back, then you shall fall upon the wrath of God.
罗马书十一章二十二节谈到说啊，神原来是有恩慈也有严厉的。
In Romans chapter 11:22 tells us God was with grace and authority.
对那些跌倒的人是严厉的。
And He is severe toward those.Those who have fallen,
对你们是恩慈的
However, he's graceful to you.
所以希伯来书讲说、哦、落在永生神的手里是何等的可怕
所以希伯来书讲说好 dreadful it is to fall in the hands of God
所以真的我们要从今天这个来学习不要过河拆桥神帮助我们给我们今天这么好的一个境界然后呢我们为了自己的利益就把神丢在后边
So today, let us learn not to cross a bridge and destroy it, and not to forget God's grace.
你看，从旧约圣经里面哦，跟我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我们要 closer walk with God 哦，我们要紧紧的跟随神哦，哦，在旧约里面跟着银柱火柱，或是跟着耶柜，我们要紧紧的跟着神的脚步来走。
You see, the Old Testament just as a hymn, we just saying that we must have a closer walk with God, either following the pillar of salt or fire.
不要自己想要去走自己的路，以为是正路，其实那个路是引到灭亡的。
And let us not walk our own path with the path which we think is the right path, but will lead to destruction.
神的路看起来是窄的，是难走的，好像你让百姓回到南朝去，这个好像是难的，但是你要你肯做这个。窄路啊，窄门啊，会领你进入到永生里面去。
And though the road of God may seem narrow, it may be seen like the road that will lead us back to the southern kingdom, but it is a road which will lead us.
我们离开这个正路啊，我们就很容易被魔鬼吞吃掉的。
Once we walk astray from this right path, we will be easily devoured by Satan.
那这个礼拜天有一个姐妹跟我讲啊，做了两个梦啊，都是差不多的，她吓死了。
And just this Sunday, a sister told me that she had two very similar dreams, and she was in great fear.
她说啊，梦到一条龙，好大好大的龙，那个嘴巴大到那个舌头吐出来像剑一样的。
So she dreamed of this really, really big dragon. When it opened in his mouth, his tongue is like a sword.
那个尾巴好长，然后就到处扫啊，把很多人扫倒啊。
And its tail is very long, and it will sway around to cause many people to fall.
感谢主啦，我们现在还在千年王国时代哦，就是我们受洗就跟神一同作王了。
So we thank God that we're still in the time of millennium where when we are baptized, we become king with God.
撒旦啊，还是被关在无底坑里面的。
And Satan is still be held in dungeon.
有一天撒旦要被释放。
And one day Satan will be released.
出来迷惑列国。
He shall come out and fool the nation.
撒旦的厉害就在他的思想。那用他的舌头把他的话语啊迷惑很多的人。
And the power of Satan lies in the fact that he can fool people with his thoughts.
他的尾巴也要脱掉啊，天上的星三分之一啊。
And likewise, his tail shall drag down one third of the stars in heaven.
那个姐妹就看到这只龙在追她哦，追着她跑。
So the sister saw this dragon chasing after her.
连续两个梦都是这样子的，都追着她跑。
So she had two very similar dreams, just like this.
启示录就是谈到这样的事情。后来有大鹰的翅膀是给一个妇人，她可以到自己的地方啊，就是到。啊、神的地方可以叫做保护啊、哦、
Similar recording was recording the revelation that the wings of the eagle were given to this woman so she could fly and flee and hid in the desert
那所以任何时候我们自己离开神的正路啊，不要说神要怎么样我们就神把我们放弃了我们就成为魔鬼吞吃的人
So anytime when we walk astray from the path of God God might forsake us we might be devoured by Satan、啊
耶罗波安就是走向这样的路
And this is a path you're born trod on.
所以求主保守我们
So we ask God to protect us.
不要将神放在背后丢在背后
And let us not cast God behind our backs.
我们一起来唱诗
Let's sing hymn.